All right, guys, I left my corporate career and took everything I knew and built a $1 million business on the internet in just 19 months, and you can too. My name is Melissa Hinault, and I've helped hundreds of entrepreneurs escape the corporate cage and create the business and life they deserve. Too often, building a business can be like jumping out of the fire and into the frying pan. Can you relate? Without the right strategies, you can work tirelessly, feel like you're missing out on life, and not have much to show for it. Even worse, you're no closer to finding the freedom that you wanted than when you were stuck in that job. I'm here to change that for you. On May 13th, I am hosting a 7-day virtual intensive for people ready to build a business that gives them the freedom and life they've been looking for. So how are we going to do this? Over a jam-packed week, I'll spend about 90 minutes each day to reset your strategies and build the clarity to drive the results and profits you desire. First, we'll build a foundation of lead generation and audience growth to connect with the perfect people. Then we're going to grow by implementing an optimized sales conversion strategy that drives results. Then we're going to scale your success with an optimized offer ladder and retain clients for longer. And we're going to do this live with hot seats and Q&As to give you the proven processes to build your dream business without the burnout. Best of all, it's completely free to join. You deserve a business that serves you and not one that you have to serve. And when you have the right strategies and processes, you can create a business that does this. Join me free on May 13th to build, grow, and scale a business that will set you free.
Hey, hey, gang, as we segue into a fresh season of educating our audience around the power of LinkedIn for lead generation, it is my pleasure to bring to you some episodes around the power of LinkedIn today and why small business owners should be resorting to this platform, number one, for organic lead generation, where they are seen amongst the masses in competition because they aren't competing on saturated platforms. I hope you guys really enjoy these next couple of episodes where we're really leaning in and getting you guys excited for the use of the LinkedIn platform to 10x your lead generation with ease.
Need some effective tactical advice that actually helps you get results and makes a real difference in your life and business? You've come to the right place. If you're finding yourself here today, it means you're getting ready to gain serious traction in your business, rapidly multiply your income and impact, and you're ready to make it happen while living all out. Guys, I'm Melissa Hinault, your trustworthy corporate dropout turned six-figure business burnout turned happy and healthy CEO of a multi-million-dollar online business. And you're listening to the Burnout to All Out podcast. On this show, we're serving up innovative growth strategies, simple implementation methods to put them into practice, and action-stimulating inspiration tailored specifically for the modern entrepreneur. Let's dive in.
Since you talked about product-based entrepreneurs, it's super interesting, I think, because there's a lot of small, like, local businesses that are, they're so successful. Like, people in Hawaii want to support local entrepreneurs like crazy. And I think the easiest way is through products. So there's, like, a crazy amount of product-based entrepreneurs in Hawaii. So many of them signed up for my free course, and I want to be able to help them on LinkedIn. And I think that's a place that I was kind of worried about. So since I'm doing the training, I definitely want to be able to help the product based. So any suggestions outside of whatever we've learned on LinkedIn that you think are specific to product based entrepreneurs?
Yeah, great question. And we've got Anjali on the line too. She is building her LinkedIn brand locally for like your practice a little bit, right? And so it's a service, but I see it as kind of like foot traffic product, right? I think that for people who are trying to grow locally, so you're looking for like LinkedIn coaching for them, is number one, is a lot of people on LinkedIn don't realize that they can use that Boolean modifier. So B-O-O-L-E-A-N, Boolean, where they can type in the location and then use the word and or use the word or, and then type in another qualifier to help drill down the search list. So if they're in specific areas of Hawaii and they're wanting to grow their network of client base or B2B, you know, networking, then I would teach them how to make that field search on LinkedIn, right? So it could be location in Hawaii and then an and then job title or company title or whatever filler you want to put next. It depends on if as the product owner, they're looking for B2B engagement or if they're looking for B2C engagement, but they can qualify through location before typing anything else in. Right. So like, for instance, if I was, I'm just like throwing this out for a product base. Let's say I do like super high-end organic spa products and I'm in Charlotte. I would teach my clients how to put in the keyword Charlotte, key modifier, Boolean modifier, and then the next word would be like salon, right? Or med spa. You see what I'm saying? Like just teaching them how to like hone in there and then grow their networks that way organically.
Okay.
And the more they grow their networks organically through really, really niche locations and keep their network really tight, there's going to be so much engagement because there's only like so many people in that area of Hawaii, right? That are engaging on the platform. Yeah.
Okay. And I guess just anything else, just like online to support them, because like I realize like for a lot of them, they only have a certain capacity, you know, like it's, I'm realizing it's so different than like you said, a service-based entrepreneur, because you're just trying to help them grow like almost exponentially.
Tell me a little bit about some of their businesses.
So majority of their businesses are kind of like boutique-y, local Hawaii specific crafts almost. So like one does like, she does like little pillows and backpacks and lunch packs, but like really kind of cutesy Hawaii designs. So people like love, she's like, they all have cult followings. And then the other one makes like educational materials in Hawaiian. So she does like all wood products. And another one makes salves. Another one is like does Reiki. So like just sort of like, how can I help them? any suggestions?
Yeah. So I think going back to the field search is going to be really, really helpful for each of them, no matter whether they're looking for a field search in education. Like think about Lene, Dr. Lene. She has built a phenomenal pipeline through networking through educators who are thought leaders locally in New York, right? So again, it goes back to like networking on the platform. It's not just about direct selling to customer, but teaching them how to even go to groups on LinkedIn where people may be active in their field expertise. I know Lene has had significant results in finding certain groups in education that are on LinkedIn. But then like with the salves, right? Like I think I really go back to like, you know, the area and the med spas or spas or anything holistic, like locally that they can begin to grow their network with. The other thing is like gifting, right? Like think B2B. Could they create some collaborations and partnerships with local businesses for gifting? And what does that look like? Or collaborations with pop-ups? You know, I'm thinking about like, you know, Dr. Anjali, I know, is doing some networking. I know that she's hosting, for instance, an event at her practice where she's inviting like hundreds of her clients for the day. And she's going to have, you know, stuff on display and some products for them to try. So it's like, how can these women network in Hawaii with, you know, and for all intents and purposes, women like Dr. Anjali, who are, you know, have a network for them to get their products in front of. Does that make sense? Because like, if this wasn't happening in Northern California, but it was happening in your little town of Hawaii, right? Like, how do we make that connection? Through networking, through power of networks. So I think that just teaching them how to like grow their networks locally is really going to help them. Thanks guys so much for listening in on today's podcast episode. I can't wait for you to see my upcoming guest in the next episode. You are going to love this keynote speaker. Hey, here's the deal. If you liked this, please subscribe and leave a review. and you want the latest online business growth strategies and exclusive LinkedIn pro tips sent straight to your phone, text the word updates to 1-833-310-7171. Again, text the word updates to 1-833-310-7171. Can't wait to see you guys. Come find me over on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, wherever you like to hang. I cannot wait to hear how you are enjoying and applying what you're learning. You guys, reach out to me over on social because I love hearing what's resonating with you. When you reach out to me and you send me those personal DMs, they really do impact the content I continue to bring forward to you. So again, come find me, Melissa_Hinault over on Instagram, Melissa Hinault over on LinkedIn and Facebook. Can't wait to see you guys over there.